This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys are having a good start to your winter. It's not officially winter till what, December 20th? To me, it's winter. Because I don't have to shave my legs. Once I realize I don't have to shave my legs, I'm a really, really happy girl. My animals aren't too happy. In fact, the dogs don't want to go outside. It's just a little too cold for them now. They'd rather go pee-pee in the house. I'm like, go outside. Go outside and do your potty and then come back in. And they look at me like, oh, it's too cold. So it's either too hot or it's too cold and they do pee-pee house. And then I yell at them. The cats are easy. Cats, you just give them a potty box in the nice warm area in our bathroom. We have a nice little cozy private area for them to go potty. They do the, well, it's not really that private anymore because the dog watches them. But they go potty and they're happy. But the dogs, they don't want to go outside. And then I call them stupid. Well, I guess the dogs aren't stupid. In fact, they say dogs are a lot smarter than cats. There was a paper accepted this week for publication in the journal Frontiers in Neuroanatomy. And they say dogs' brains have more than twice as many cortical neurons, the cells linked to thinking, planning, and complex behavior, than cats' brains do. I just don't believe it. Unless maybe every dog I get is kind of stupid, but these cats scare me. These cats are so smart, and everybody's underestimating them. And guys, I predict like Terminator horror flick type stuff happening because a cat's taking over. That's how afraid of cats I am. I got four of them. They frighten me. So this team, working at universities and zoos around the world, being reported by NBC News, counted the number of cortical neurons in 8 carnivorians, which is a large class of mammals that have teeth and claws that allow them to eat other animals. It's true, the dog always tries to bite my foot. I'm like, stupid dog. Anyway, can't call her stupid anymore. Now, carnivorans are different from carnivores. Carnivores are like all meat-eating animals. Bears, raccoons, seals. But carnivorans are mammals that have teeth and claws, allowing them to eat other animals. And they found dogs have about 530 million cortical neurons. Cats have 250 million. But dogs' brains are bigger if they're bigger than cats. They say, I believe the absolute number of neurons, according to Susanna Herculano-Husel, the Associate Professor of Psychology and Biological Sciences at Vanderbilt, said, I believe the absolute number of neurons an animal has, especially in the cerebral cortex, determines the richness of their internal mental state and their ability to predict what is about to happen in their environment based on past experience. The research explains why. Alright, but they accounted for physical brain size, they're claiming. I still don't think so. Anyway, there's not a lot of tiny dogs, but they did. They looked at the tiny dogs too. They assessed the number of cortical neurons against the size of the brain they could cram into. And dogs have more brain power, even than other carnivorans with larger brains. They say dogs are smarter than African lions and brown bears. They say large carnivorans appear to be particularly vulnerable to metabolic constraints that impose a trade-off between body size and the number of cortical neurons. In other words, once a species grows beyond a certain size, the energy needed to hunt meat roughly increases the energy the species is able to consume. And because the brain uses more energy than other organs, there's not enough leftover energy to then develop evolutionary-wise. It's very interesting. So, raccoons have the same number of cortical neurons as a dog, but in a brain only the size of a cat. So for those of you like, well, are raccoons smart? I don't care, but if, yeah, I guess. They say meat eating is largely considered a problem solver in terms of energy. It's true, man. I eat meat. I'm a happy girl. They say, but in retrospect, it is clear that carnivory must impose a delicate balance between how much brain and body a species can afford. All right, so, you have, now, yes, the author is a dog person. She says, I'm 100% dog person. And her findings mean to her that dogs have a more biological capability of doing much more complex and flexible things. Okay, I don't get it because, all right, so I got Apollo and I got baby Uzi. And they'll, you know, take a dump in the house and they will eat the cat's poo-poo. Cats will not eat another animal's excrement. To me, that's a sign of intelligence. The dogs, no. The dogs will go up to the cats and the cats will smack the dog. Rather than the dog learning, the dog keeps coming up to the cat. They don't care. But I do have to tell you something, okay? So one time Apollo, the big lab, was lying there. And there's one cat he does not like, because the cat always hisses at him. And mind you, he's like 100 times bigger than this one cat that we have, Snowball. Well, everywhere I go in the house, all the 4 cats follow me. They just do. They've always, even when I was younger, anytime, cats just follow me. Don't ask. So I go to my son's room to make sure he's doing his homework. And here comes Big Shaky Boo. And Apollo's lying there kind of half asleep. And Shake just walks by the dog. He's not afraid of the dog. He walks right by him. Okay, and Apollo's like, you know what, it's just Shake. I can close my eyes. I don't have to be on guard. Not like he's a guard dog anyway. When we had somebody in the house, he did nothing but just sit there and lie there, you know, with his legs spread, showing everybody the jewels and just lying there. And I have to sit here running and getting the gun to get this guy out of my house. But anyway, the dog's worthless. But anyway, so then the next cat comes by and he does nothing. Then it's the cat that he doesn't like and doesn't like him. So Snowball comes in, just kind of, you know, sneaks and goes, can I walk by his face and sneak by him? And she thinks he's asleep. So she's like, I'm good. And right when she lets her guard down, he gets up and goes, woof, just to scare. And she bolts. And then he looks at me and smiles. Dogs can smile. And, oh, he was happy. In fact, there's an article that talking about how these animals smile. It's very cool. And he was like, I did that. And I'm like, you wonder what? Maybe you are smarter than I thought. Very, very cool. So I don't know. I'm not saying I'm a cat person. You know, I've always been more of a dog person than a cat person because cats are really, really cold. But please don't underestimate them. These cats are some scary stuff. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess a bunch of us are nomophobes. You guys know what a nomophobe is? Well, I guess it's this new term. I don't know if it's going viral or if somebody made it up, but people do this stuff. But I guess nomophobia is no mobile phone phobia. It's a 21st century term for the fear of not being able to use your cell phone or another smart device. And surveys are showing that cell phone addiction is on the rise. And we're going to debate that in a second here. A new study released Thursday adds to the growing body of evidence that smartphone and internet addiction is, though, actually harming our minds. Now, we'll take a little quiz. to see how addicted we are. But anyway, according to this study, you could be having negative effects on your social life, relationships with friends and family. You may avoid face-to-face interactions. You may even have depression. It can affect your ability to work, study, and Secure Envoy, a two-factor authentication company, conducted research using a polling panel. It's not as scientific as a randomized poll, but it's still some sort of science. And they found, now this is coming out of, this is being reported by CNN, but they found that 66% of people in the UK have some form of nomophobia. Notably, 41% of the participants said they had two or more phones to make sure they stay connected. Now, what about Americans? Survey by the Pew Research Center this year showed that 77% of Americans own smartphones, 77%. That's up from 35% in 2011. 95% own a cell phone of some kind. So smartphones, 77%, almost all of us, a cell phone. Now, according to the CDC, mobile phone use is partially to blame for distracted driving. And they think that cell phones kills 9 people a day and injures more than 1,000. They say the prevalence of texting while driving has reached epidemic proportions. 2010 study by the Pew Research Center said nearly half of U.S. adults admit to reading or sending a text message while driving. And the news is worse for teens. Nearly 1 in 3 16 or 17-year-olds say they have texted while driving. Millennials, they say, are the worst, according to Pew Research. 59% of people between the ages of 18 and 33 reported texting while driving, compared with 50% of Generation Xers, which is me, I guess, and only 29% of baby boomers. And they say it's not just driving. A study of pedestrians in Midtown Manhattan found that even pedestrians, 42% of those who entered traffic during a don't walk signal, were talking on a cell phone or wearing headphones or looking down at an electronic device. This has been a tenfold increase in pedestrians using cell phones. You also get text neck, where you get cramping, stabbing pain that comes after looking down at your phone too long, poor posture, which could affect your spine, respiratory functions, emotions. Researchers have also found that the blue light messes with your sleep, disrupts melatonin production and sleep. So now this latest evidence comes from, that was presented yesterday at the annual meeting of Radiological Survey in North America, Chicago. And researchers from Korea University in Seoul used brain imaging now to look at the brains of 19 teenage boys who were diagnosed with internet or smartphone addiction. Then they compared these with 19 teenagers who were not addicted. And for those of you going, well, wait a second here, what if these people say they're not addicted, but they do? How do we know? Well, they could take Amish teenagers or something. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of groups of individuals where they really don't care about a cell phone. But anyway, they compared that with 19 teenagers who were not addicted, and the brains of the addicted boys had higher levels of GABA. We've talked about GABA. It's a neurotransmitter in the cortex that inhibits neurons. And levels of this glutamate glutamine, which is a neurotransmitter that energizes brain signals. So basically what it does is it slows down neurons. Hence, people who are addicted to cell phones, smartphones especially, will have less attention, less control, less focus. Small study, but significant. So they're saying they're finding actual biological brain changes to people addicted. But you would see those similar brain changes for those addicted to alcohol, drugs, etc. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about smartphone addiction. So, you know, they also think from an anatomical standpoint, they see smaller gray matter in specifically, and we're getting kind of technical here, the anterior cingulate cortex. That's the area of the brain responsible for top-down attention control. So addicted teenagers in this study also had higher scores in anxiety, depression, insomnia, impulsivity. All right, and I know some of you are like, wait a second, didn't we talk about that with CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy? Many sort of abnormalities may blend and overlap in terms of symptomatology. And, you know, I'm sure they ruled out if any of these kids are football players, etc. But here's the thing, there's hope for these kids. They say the good news is that when 12 of the addicted teens were given 9 weeks of cognitive behavioral therapies, their levels of GABA to glutamate glutamine normalized, which means this isn't permanent. Okay? But to actually see changes in the brain. So let's take this little test and see how addicted we are to smartphones. Okay, so basically there's this questionnaire that says, please indicate how much you agree or disagree with each statement in relation to your smartphone. Do you disagree with the statement or do you agree? So one is, I would feel uncomfortable without constant access to information through my smartphone. Well, yeah. I mean, remember, we are now reliant. I mean, this is how my job reaches me. Okay, I can't say, nah, use my landline rotary phone and leave a message, and when I get home tonight, I'll get the message. No, they want to reach you then and there. So, yeah, I don't want to lose my job. So my answer is, yeah, I agree, I'd feel uncomfortable. Next, I would be annoyed if I could not look up information on my smartphone when I wanted to do so. Well, yeah. When my cell phone is acting up and I want to look something up right then and there, I get annoyed. Being unable to get the news, like the weather happenings on my smartphone, would make me nervous. I would get a little nervous thinking that we were hacked or that something could be going down and I don't know about it because I'm not getting my emergency alerts, but I want to be overly nervous. You know, I don't really need to get the news from my smartphone. I would be annoyed, they ask. They say, if I could not use my smartphone when I wanted to do so. Well, yeah. Running out of battery in my smartphone would scare me. I wouldn't be scared, but I do not like running low on my battery. If I were to run out of credits or hit my monthly data limit, I would panic. Yep, I would too. If I did not have a data signal or could not connect to Wi-Fi, then I would constantly check to see if I had a signal or could find a Wi-Fi network. Well, yeah. I mean, remember, people are trying to reach you. I got kids. Okay, I'm a mommy. I don't know. I don't know if I really want to call that smartphone addiction. It's just, this is now my access to the outside world. That we did it. If I cannot use my smartphone, I would be afraid of getting stranded somewhere. Nah, I don't fear that. If I cannot check my smartphone for a while, I would feel a desire to check it. Yep. If I did not have my smartphone with me, I would feel anxious because I could not instantly communicate with my family or friends. Well, yeah. That's how my kids reach me. If I did not have my smartphone, I'd be worried that my family couldn't reach me. Well, duh. If I did not have my smartphone with me, I would feel nervous because I would not be able to receive text messages and calls. Yeah. If I did not have my smartphone with me, I'd be anxious because I would not be able to keep in touch with my family and friends. I don't really want to keep in touch with them. So, no. That I'm like, fine. Yeah, give me a break. I would be nervous because I would not know if someone had tried to get a hold of me. That's very big for me. When you work in the media, you, and nobody can get a hold of you, you're dead in the media. So, yeah, that's pretty big. I would be disconnected from my online identity. I don't care about that. Maybe I'd look better. I would be uncomfortable because I cannot stay up to date with social media and online networks. I don't give a damn about social media. I cannot check my notifications for updates from my connections and online networks. I don't care about that. I feel anxious because I cannot check email. That's big for me. And I'd feel weird if I didn't have a smartphone, because I would not know what to do. That's not me. Okay, so I think overall, on the scale, if you have a score of 20 or below, you're not an addict. 21 to 60, you're mildly normophobic. So that would be me. I'd be mild. 61 to 99, you probably can't go long without checking your phone. But I think all of us, you know, suffice for that. So look, we live in a society now where we need our phones. But the fact that our brains are changing and we could be becoming more anxious or depressed because of it, that's a problem. And I really think we need to kind of limit. So when we get back, how do we slowly start to deal with our smartphone addiction? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can always email us questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook or on Twitter. And I got a good one coming up, but I want to finish with cell phone addiction. What should we do to, I think a lot of us, we don't want to admit it, but we go online or we may Netflix or we may watch porn, or we may surf social media or just be on our phones or play a video game way too much. And I would probably venture to say that 99% of people with a smartphone get hooked on it because you start to put everything in there. You put your calendar in there. You put your alarm. I mean, so I don't have an alarm clock anymore. It's my phone. So everything now is, I never thought there would be anything like that, that you would, you know, when they first came out with those little, organizers, remember, you know, a lot of women would run around with these organizers. Oh, everything's in this book. all my, you know, contacts and my schedule. And I'm like, that's stupid. You lose your book, you're screwed. Why would you do that? And I'm like, I would never put all my eggs in one basket. We do that with our phones. Yeah, there's a backup. You can back up. I get that, but still. So, for me, my problem is different than yours. My problem is if I don't care about a video game on my phone, I don't care about, you know, social media. I care about people whom I work with thinking I'm off the grid. So for me, if I wanted to start using my cell phone less, and I don't, okay, I don't really care. It's not affecting my work or sleep yet. But if I wanted to, then what I would be doing is having a, I would send out a mass message. And I would say, guys, okay, dinner time with my family, I'm going to be off the grid for the next 15 minutes. I'm going to be off the grid for the next 30 minutes. You know, one thing that really, really helped, especially with work emails, is a lot of times at work or even on your email, you could send that vacation message. But I don't want people thinking I'm on vacation because even I work whenever I travel anyway. But I'll be out of the office. And I will respond to you. Now, I stopped doing that because, again, in the media, you say you're out of the office, then, again, they're like, okay, she's, they're not going to remember what day you get back. So with that, I stopped doing that. But it's a very good technique saying, look, guys, I'm going to be off the grid. Now, CNN suggests to turn off your phone at certain times of the day, like meetings, having dinner, playing with your kids, driving. Again, my commute is almost an hour a day each way. My phone's not going to be off. The other thing, too, is I'll play YouTube through my Bluetooth songs or Pandora. So I use my phone for my entertainment during that drive. So that's not, I don't look at the YouTube, but I hit a song and I let that run. And then it plays the next on the playlist. So I, you know, I, but that's an idea. If you're like, look, I don't need my cell phone. I want to start getting into the habit of shutting this off. That's a great time to do it. Okay? Because honestly, you're not going to respond to anybody. Again, let all your loved ones and family members know, look, I am not online. I'm not going to be online. In fact, apparently there's a text that can be if you're ever driving, I believe there's a text message that you could send saying, I'm driving, will respond after I land or whatever. That's something you could do. They say remove social media apps like Facebook and Twitter from your phone, only checking in from your laptop. So if you want to get on Facebook, I would go crazy with that, though. If I need to look something up, let me look it up. Try to wean yourself to 15-minute intervals at set times during the day when it won't affect work or family. Do not bring a cell phone to bed, all right, because the blue light will mess with your sleep. They say get an old-fashioned alarm clock, and they say replace your smart device time with healthier activities, like meditating or actually interacting with real people. See, I'm on my cell phone for like 5-10 minutes. I check what I need to check, and then that's it. You know, another thing that's helped me, guys, and I know as a doctor I shouldn't say this, but one thing that has helped me is in the back of my head, I have maybe a 1% convincing that these cause cancer. So I always try to keep my cell phone away from my face. So thinking that even though they don't, cell phones don't cause cancer. Yeah, there's a lot of debate on whether acoustic neuromas or some people got their brain tumor from their cell phone, and maybe they did. Maybe they had a rare genetic abnormality that caused them to be sensitive to the radiation. I don't know. All right. But for most people, cell phones are pretty safe. But I don't tell myself that. For me, so I'm not overly hooked and I don't always have it on my person, I tell myself, look, separate yourself from it so you don't get cancer. And I do. I turn it face down, and that also helps. So there's a lot of little things you could do. All right. I think that's important. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Let's keep going, guys. Let's keep going. I want to get to your emails, but really quickly here. Rhode Island Hospital has had to close, or actually has had to stop performing surgeries, I should say. A Memorial Hospital in Rhode Island and Pawtucket had to stop admitting new patients, serving emergency patients, so basically close, and perform surgery. Why? Because they do not have proper staffing levels to safely administer patient care. Health officials say the hospital does not have a functional intensive care unit, and its contract with the group that provides anesthesia services ended Thursday. Care New England took over the hospital in 2013. They say they will fully comply because the order goes into effect on Friday. And the Providence-based nonprofit health system has applied to transfer primary care services under Memorial Hospital's license to another hospital, Kent Hospital. So the Providence Journal reports the order will last until the health department makes a decision on the application. So some of you guys are like, so wait a second. If there's not enough nurses, all right, if that's the big issue, can a hospital close down? Absolutely. There is a federal regulation that's been, I guess, in place for some time, according to the nursingworld.org, 42 Code of Federal Regulations, 42 CFR, and it requires hospitals certified to participate in Medicare to have adequate numbers of licensed registered nurses, licensed practical vocational nurses, and other personnel to provide nursing care to all patients needed. Now, a law called the Registered Nursing Staff Act has resulted in states taking action to ensure there is optimal nursing staff appropriate to patients' needs. And this shouldn't just be a hospital taking Medicare, even though practically all hospitals do. You know, this is something that needs to, you know, be a guideline for any hospital. So state staffing laws tend to fail, they say, in one of three general approaches. The first is to require hospitals to have a nurse-driven staffing committee, which creates staffing plans that reflect the needs of the patient population and match the skills and expertise of the staff. So if you need to staff an ICU, you want to make sure that you have proper nursing and proper, you have enough people that those that are ACLS certified. And, you know, you want to make sure based on their skill and expertise, you have them in the right places. Then the second approach is legislators need to mandate specific nurse-to-patient ratios. I'll tell you about that. And then the third approach is facilities have to disclose staffing levels to the public. So if a hospital's low on staff, don't just tell people we don't have any open beds. Say we're low on staff. But I got to tell you, a lot of hospitals will say, sorry, we can't take any more admits because we're low on beds. So the American Nurses Association has supported a legislative model. They want staffing plans. They talk about different ways to do that. States with certain staffing laws do include Rhode Island, Vermont, Texas, Washington, Oregon, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, Nevada, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Illinois, Connecticut, and California. Seven states require staffing committees. California, however, is the only state that stipulates a law and regulations for a required minimum nurse-to-patient ratio at all times in the unit. Massachusetts passed a law specific to ICU only, or ICU, requiring a 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 nurse-to-patient ratio depending on the stability. So basically, in their ICU, for every patient, there has to be a nurse. Or, if the patients are stable, every two patients, there has to be one nurse. Now, some of you may be saying, but we don't have enough nurses. Well, you're right. We don't. So then if we don't, they can't admit those patients. And we may have an issue like the UK does, where the hospitals are turning people down. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This one wants to be anonymous. He wrote on Facebook, there's a human resources representative that I'm starting to crush on. The problem is I'm engaged and she's married. I feel I can stop this, but don't know how. I love my fiancé, and she's even prettier than this other girl. So why am I crushing? Is it a sign that I'm making a mistake? Okay, so this, it's interesting. I've been doing the show for years, and relationships and things that happen at work seem to be one of the most common things I get asked. That and, of course, politics and Obamacare. And so, basically how I'm seeing this, I'd love for you to call, though, because, oh, my God, there's so many follow-up questions I have. If you guys can ever, girls too, ever call 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. It's a lot. There's a lot more scoop I could get. So, because this is what I'm getting from this. What I'm getting from this is you and this girl haven't even done anything. You know, you have a fiancé, but you've had to probably go to human resources for some issue. How often do you have to go to human resources? Okay, what are you doing in human resources? You really don't have to be in human resources that long. Did you just start a job and you met her? Because usually human resources, you only deal with the first week and then you never see them again. So I'd like to know a little bit more about that. So I'm assuming nothing's ever really officially happened with you guys, but you're already crushing on her. I'd like to know, well, what was it? Is it because you guys have had more than, you know, a work conversation? And then why is that happening? See, this isn't that easy to answer, but I can give you some generalities, okay? Everybody is scared to death that if they find somebody else attractive, right, or they find somebody cool online, that they are making a big mistake with their current marriage. And that is one of the most biggest fatal flaws we are doing today as a result of our being on social media and on the computer all the time, because we think the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. And here's another thing I haven't said on the show yet, okay? Assume if you just fell in love, or if you're married, or if you're about to be married, or if you're happy in your relationship or unhappy in your relationship, just already assume and put it to rest in your head that there are people out there on this earth that you are going to be attracted to. Maybe even you're meant to be. That doesn't mean you drop everything and find them. Maybe you're meant to be as in Southeast Asia, or in the Ukraine, or in London, or in Versailles. I don't know. Okay? Maybe it's a Disneyland employee in Disney World that, you see what I mean? Okay, there are millions, billions of people out there panicking because you meet somebody you're attracted to doesn't mean you have to go and chase them. You will be attracted to other people. You may even find somebody that you think you're more in sync with. Who cares? You have a partner. When you decide to marry somebody, you're not marrying them because you're like, well, okay, I got to try to keep her, and the only way to keep her is to marry her. Don't marry somebody for that reason. Marry for somebody, if you think this is somebody you could have kids with. This is somebody you could pray with. This is somebody you could talk to. This is somebody you could grow old with. Okay? It's a job interview in a way. And somebody has to satisfy all the criteria that you're going to need. Are they going to freak out by you're crazy? Okay? If you get mad when somebody talks during a movie, right, and you want people to shut up during a movie, and that's you're crazy, is that other person compatible with that? So you may be attracted with whoever this is in human resources, and you may like the way she smiles at you, and you may be curious. Don't mix curiosity with destiny. That is a huge mistake I see people make all the time. I think it's my destiny. I just saw somebody basically say goodbye to his marriage because he thought somebody else was his destiny, and he was just curious about what it was going to be like. Now, in this day and age, we are not allowed to act on our curiosity. You act on your curiosity, that's called cheating. You're caught cheating, you get divorced. Most spouses do not want you to test out your curiosity. The Bible doesn't like it. Society doesn't like it. So do you have to quell your curiosity? Do you have to answer all burning questions in your head? No, you don't. You don't. So what? this person's cute. You're mentally trying to tell yourself that you want to be with him, that you're going to have more fun being with him. And you need to go back and say, nah, 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 I need to be with this person. And you can control crushes. This idea of destiny, etc. I mean, look, let's say me and Michael Fassbender are destiny. I'm not going to leave my husband for Michael Fassbender. I joke about it a lot. You know, yes, I'd love, you know, to, you know, have Michael Fassbender tell me I'm hot. But that's not realistic. It's not going to happen, okay? All right? Not going to happen. I'm not going to give up a partner for life that I have, who I build a life with, just because I want to know what one night would be with somebody who's very sexy. Not going to happen. You see? So, you know, what we need to do is really approach this. All right, I would love to live out a fantasy that I just saw a movie, you know, portray. And you know what? Maybe, and I know he wants to be anonymous, so I can't say by his name, maybe he really shouldn't get married. Maybe he hasn't sown his oats. Maybe he needs to, maybe, and again, this is another question I have. Did you date a lot before you decided to get engaged? If you didn't, maybe, you know, you're going to always be curious. And then you're going to be miserable and you're going to make your wife miserable. So it's tough, people. It really is tough. Okay, to stop crushing on somebody, all right? WikiHow gives us, oh, I love WikiHow. You got to distance yourself from that crush. If there is no reason for you to be in human resources, don't be. Okay? Distance yourself. Out of sight, out of mind. Okay? If you're texting somebody, have their contact, get rid of their texts. This way you're not reading their texts and rereading your texts. Okay? If there's something very important on there, you could write it down. You know, like let's say there's a passcode to your employee file or whatever. But, you know, no, you don't really need to, you know. You need to probably not be connected to them on social media so you don't keep getting pop-ups or reminders. Okay? Stop talking about them, and every time you think about them, stop. Remember I told you about stop think, where every time a thought comes into your mind, just go stop? Okay? It works. Okay, don't bring them up in conversations. Tell your friends not to bring them up. You know, oh, man, I have to go to human resources, so I'll get to see Ginger. Oh, man, Ginger's hot. No, you don't need that. All right, for those of you that are concerned that you're going to run into them, then don't. All right? I mean, just, okay, sometimes, you know, people play around going, oh, well, I guess I could stop by the bar. No, okay? I mean, you know, you got to make a decision. You know, get rid of those thoughts. And one thing that WikiHow talks about is allowing yourself to grieve and don't get mad. Don't get angry. See, some people will try to hate the person they're crushing on to dislike them. No, just don't care. I don't care that the person's hair is red or that he's in a movie or that he's whatever. I don't care. You know, it's really not that big a deal. Is it really worth it? I'm not going to sweat the little things. It's tough stuff, okay? It's really tough stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.